This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives lawmakers draw government's attention to range of issues including road safety, disaster risk reduction and consumer protection. Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal rules government to address the concerns raised by MPs. Ministers outline government priorities on law reform, security printing and social welfare in National Assembly. ADB provides $165 million concessional loan to Nepal for water supply, sanitation and customs reforms. And Ukraine reports heavy Russian missile attack on Kyiv, urges more air defense support. Now the news in detail. Members of Parliament, MPs in the meeting of the House of Representatives, raised a range of public concerns, including ensuring timely payments to dairy farmers yesterday. They also drew the attention of the government to issues such as road safety on the Karnali Highway, healthcare services, disaster risk and consumer protection, among others. Meanwhile, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Aryal, ruled that the government must address the concerns raised by MPs during the emergency and 0 hours of the House sessions. In yesterday's session, he emphasized that the government should provide updates on the steps taken to mitigate the loss of life and property caused by floods, landslides and inundation across the country, along with details on disaster management and preparedness. The parliamentary party leader of the main opposition party Nepali Congress, Bhisma Raj Angdambe, said his party will not hesitate to praise the government's positive work. Taking time forward from the speaker in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, he stated that he would view the government's efforts over the 100-day period positively. He viewed that in a democracy, the government's evaluation comes from the citizens' experiences and that the government's assessments should come from respect for the constitution, accountability to parliament and the credibility of public institutions. Meanwhile, chairperson of the Shram Sanskriti Party, Harkar Raj Rai, said that the constitution could be amended by retaining its basic structure. Speaking at the House meeting yesterday, he urged all to be serious about the issue of constitutional amendment. Lawmaker Rai thanked the government for its 100-day efforts toward promoting good governance, controlling corruption and providing effective services. Three ministers have outlined their priorities while responding to lawmakers during discussions on the appropriation bill in the National Assembly yesterday. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam said the government plans to table several bills in the federal parliament within the current fiscal year. She added that work is underway to identify priority laws and reaffirmed the government's commitment to concluding the remaining transitional justice process at the earliest. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmelsinna said the government is working to develop the security printing center into a self-reliant, professional and result-oriented institution with the goal of reducing dependence on foreign security printing. Similarly, Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security Sita Badi pleased to strengthen senior citizen day service centers, announcing plans to establish new centers in partnership with 50 local levels. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has agreed to provide Nepal with a $165 million concessional loan to support drinking water, sanitation and customs reforms. Two loan agreements were signed at the Ministry of Finance in the presence of Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Waghle and ADB President Masato Kanda. Under the agreement, $115 million will be used for the integrated water supply and sewerage management project, benefiting more than 850,000 people in 13 municipalities. The remaining $50 million will support customs administration modernization, trade facilitation and job creation. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Finance Minister Dr. Waghle thanked the ADB for its continued support to Nepal's sustainable development. ADB President Masato Kanda reaffirmed the bank's commitment to strengthening its long-standing partnership with Nepal. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung met with the officials of the Jhapa district-based security agencies to take note of the border security situation and the areas affected by wild elephants. During the meeting, discussions were held with the security agencies on the overall security situation of the district, border management, smuggling control, drug trafficking, human trafficking, and other contemporary security challenges. The Department of Livestock Services is preparing to distribute 520 million rupees in compensation to poultry farmers affected by bird flu in 11 districts. The department said the relief expected to be provided within a week will cover up to 75% of verified losses. Payments will be made through the banking system to eligible farmers. According to the department, farmers who fail to claim compensation within the current fiscal year will receive it in the next fiscal year. Poultry owners have been urged to apply to their respective district livestock service officers with proof of the destruction of chickens, eggs and feed. Bird flu has affected 11 districts including Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Bhaktapur and Chitwan. To contain the outbreak, the government has culled nearly 700,000 birds, destroyed about 1.1 million eggs and 330 tons of feed. Total losses are estimated at around 700 million rupees. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भन अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The special court has convicted former Nepal Telecommunications Authority Chairman Digambar Jha in the Teramox procurement corruption case. A bench of judges Hemanta Rawal, Dili Ratna Shrestha and Umesh Koirala found Jha along with former NTA board members Dhanraj Gyamali and Tika Upreti guilty of corruption. All three have been sentenced to 6 months in prison and fined 50,000 rupees each. Jha received an additional 6-month jail term, taking his total sentence to 1 year. Meanwhile, 17 other defendants, including former Communication Minister Mohan Bahadur Basnet, former NTA Chairman Purushottam Khanal, several senior officials, suppliers and the local agent of the company were acquitted of all charges. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Ukraine says a serious shortage of interceptor missiles prevented it from shooting down any of the 23 ballistic missiles launched by Russia during a large-scale overnight attack on Kyiv. According to the BBC, Ukrainian officials said at least 15 people were killed and dozens injured in the capital, while 8 more people died in the surrounding Kyiv region. The Ukrainian Air Force said Russia launched a total of 68 missiles and 351 drones, adding that most cruise missiles and drones were intercepted, but none of the ballistic missiles were brought down. President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged Ukraine's allies to strengthen the country's air defense capabilities at the NATO summit, saying additional air defense systems are urgently needed to protect civilians. Russia has said its strikes targeted military and energy facilities in response to recent Ukrainian attacks on Russian infrastructure. Ukraine, however, has accused Moscow of targeting civilian areas. The conflict, which began with Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, continues as both sides carry out long-range strikes. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions. Similarly, a few places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces, as well as a few places in Mathes province and the Tarai region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, are also likely to receive light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning. Likewise, there is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. Wind storms are also likely at a few places in Mathes province and the Tarai region of Lumbini province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives lawmakers draw government's attention to range of issues including road safety, disaster risk reduction and consumer protection. Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal rules government to address the concerns raised by MPs. Ministers outline government priorities on law reforms, security, printing and social welfare in National Assembly. ADB provides $165 million concessional loan to Nepal for water supply, sanitation and customs reforms. And Ukraine reports heavy Russian missile attack on Kyiv, urges more air defense support. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.